Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Bruce.
As part of the Swine Innovation Pork Program, Canadian researchers are generating objective scientific information on the effects of commercial transport conditions on the health and welfare of early weaned piglets. First of all, what prompted this specific effort and what are the overall objectives?
Well, the work was prompted by the fact that we have very little information on the effects of transport on early weaned pigs. So we do have some research, certainly worldwide on market pigs, and also within Canada. A few years ago, we did a number of studies on market hogs and effects of transport on the mature pigs. But for younger pigs, we've only had a very small number of studies, and certainly some of these animals, especially coming from high health herds in Western Canada or in remote areas, and going to other regions of specifically North America, Canadian pigs go to the Midwest and from Western Canada to the U.S. So we know that young pigs are transported in some cases very long distances, and we had very little information on how that impacts the animals. We wanted to gather some scientific data on that.
Who actually is involved in this effort, representing what interests, and in what roles?
Well, we have a number of partners. There's myself at the Prairie Swine Center. There's Dr. Yolande Seddon at the Western College of Vet Medicine. We have Egan Brockhoff, who's joining us as a veterinarian from Alberta. And we have other members in Ontario at the University of Guelph, and also from commercial pork production companies who have an interest in this area. And in terms of our roles, yes, we have a number of people collecting data on farm. We have one PhD student now who's been working on the project. And later on, when we go to do some other experiments, we will be having another master's student working on the project. So, a number of people advising and then others collecting data.
Where is the work actually being conducted, using what types of facilities and equipment, and how is that information being gathered, assessed, and analyzed and compared?
Right. In terms of where, well, the first experiment that we're doing is looking at the effects of long-duration transport on wiener pigs. So comparing short and long transports to see what differences we can measure. So some of those pigs are coming from Western Canada and going to Ontario, and then we have shorter transports that are just within Ontario for under a couple of hours, and then up to roughly 30 hours of transport. So long and short, and spanning quite a large, Western Canada to Ontario. And we are collecting a large number of measures on these animals, and also on the conditions during transport. These piglets, we are weighing them on farm before they're transported. We do a quick assessment of lesion scores, any obvious injuries, any lameness that we see in them. We also give them a selected number of pigs on each transport trailer, a heart rate monitor, and a temperature monitor, and then we also collect blood samples both before and then after transport to give us a clear indication of the physiology of the pig, and that's in a subsample of animals that are going on each transport. Then we'll use that data to kind of evaluate, if there's a greater effect in terms of the stress physiology of the animal in the short or the long transport, and can break it down by different sections of the transport to say, whether it's the loading or unloading or the actual duration of transport that's causing that effect. We are also collecting a number of measures on the trailer. So we have temperature monitors on these trailers in different compartments. We have cameras mounted in some of the compartments to take time-lapse photos of pigs so we can see what behaviors they're performing, if they're moving around, if they're active, or if they're lying and resting, so we can actually see what they're doing on the trailer. And then on some loads, we also have what's called an accelerometer to measure the vibration forces during transport.
What has been accomplished so far, and what's the significance of those accomplishments?
Right. So this summer we have gathered data on four short transports and four long transports. So it's an awful lot of information so far, and we're still in the process of collating that all into data sheets so we can analyze it properly. And then going forward, we have a couple of other experiments planned. One comparing the different types of trailers. Certainly, everyone knows we've got some newer models of trailers that have hydraulic decks and more controlled ventilation to control the temperature. So comparing a similar length of transport with a standard pot belly trailer and comparing that to the more modern and controlled climate of a hydraulic deck trailer. And seeing the difference in the effects of those different trailer types. And then from there, we will also look at different interventions that could be used to mediate any stress that pigs are experiencing, such as providing electrolytes either before or after transport to prepare them or help them to recover from that transport stress, or else possibly the provision of food or water on the trailer.
How will the information gathered through this work be applied? By whom and to what ends?
Right. Well, we hope it's going to be very practical information that the industry can apply when transporting early weaned pigs. And then also this information will hopefully help to inform policy decisions around transport of animals, whether do piglets need to stop in a long transport and provision those animals with food or water, or is it better to continue during and complete the transportation, and what is the impact on the pig? So having a better understanding of that will definitely help producers in those transports, and hopefully will also help decision makers in future policy making.
What are the overall anticipated benefits of this type of work and this work specifically?
Right. Well, our hope is that this will allow us to understand better what impacts the pig during transport, and to make better provisions for the care of pigs, and then improve outcomes in terms of reduced death losses and reduced stress and potential for disease in piglets that are being transported.
How will the information gathered through this work be distributed?
That's a great question, and certainly, we'll have a multi-pronged approach, and we'll work with Swine Innovation Pork to present the work at various producer conferences across the country, Banff Pork Congress, and Ontario Pork presentations, London Swine presentations, and we have a number of newsletters that will come out, articles from the Prairie Swine Center, and presentations by our students who will be trained in this work. They'll be giving presentations at scientific conferences as well.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Certainly they can contact me at Jennifer Brown at the Prairie Swine Center. You can also contact other partners in the project. Yolande Seddon is doing some additional work in this area. Egan Brockhoff and Dr. Terry O'Sullivan at the University of Guelph.
And is there anything you would like to add?
We're quite excited to be doing this work. It's definitely quite an undertaking and partnership with commercial partners. We really feel it's an exciting area of work, and we really appreciate the cooperation and collaboration of our commercial partners.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.